Man, you may be seated. Glory to God. Tonight I want to expound a little more on what, let me explain what I do on Sunday morning so you know. We've been making a transition from, of course, the pastoral model of the church to the apostolic model of the church. It's important that the church makes this transition because Jesus, in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, the 11th verse, he gave us five gifts. All right, he gave us five gifts to do three things. The church shifted into using three gifts to try to accomplish those three things. And what has happened is the church has become stagnant, going in circles almost. One of the words that apostle used a lot of time is the word fresh. Other words, God is a God of a right now God. He's a God in the present moment. He's a God that doesn't reside in the past. He is in the future, but for our sake, he stays in the present. All right. So God is always talking. God is always doing things. God is always saying things. God is always revealing things. And so the pastoral model of the church has caused us to focus on us. Focus on our issues. Focus on what we need. Focus on what we want. When the apostolic model of the church is to focus on what God wants. Now, if you read the word of God very carefully, if you really read the word of God, you will see that every time God asks us to do something or gets us involved, it's actually giving him permission to do something in our lives. All right. Every time God asks us to be involved with something, it's actually him trying to give permission to be involved in our lives, because without our cooperation, he can't get involved in our lives. So I want to expound. So on Sunday mornings, I said all to say this. On Sunday mornings, what I do when I come, Apostle charged me to do this. He said, take a scripture and read it and really focus on the apostolic. So people will know why they come to church on Sunday mornings, why you coming to church on Wednesday nights, why we study the word of God. So we can make this transition out of the pastoral model into the apostolic model, which causes us to have to grow. In the pastoral model, are you ready for this? In the pastoral model, the arms got to apostle arms got to stay lifted. Remember who it was, Moses? As long as the arms were lifted, they were winning the battle, right? When his arms got tired, they started losing battle, so they had to get people to hold his arms up. But in apostolic model, you lift your arms up. Does that make sense? So that's the transition that we have to make. And what happens, I'm going to move on, but what happens in the pastoral model is, you know, when you... In the pastoral model, because the church has been going in a circle, around and around, sometimes teaching the same things, not digging deeper. When that happens, when you go around in a circle and you got to keep doing the same thing, you lose interest of people. Right? So when you lose the interest of people, you got to keep their attention some kind of way. So if you keep their attention, you got to start making stuff up. So that's how the church getting all these activities and all these different auxiliaries, because we got it in the pastoral model. I got to keep your attention. But in the apostolic model, God keeps your attention. Are you seeing this? So on Sunday morning, that's what we're doing. And so past Sunday, I began to talk about two Greek words that's very important for us to understand, because In the King James Version, when you read the King James Version, you would see the word power. You see the word power in the New Testament. And if we're not careful and understand that the King James Version was translated from Greek New Testament, Hebrew Old Testament, if we don't understand that, we'll look at that word power and begin to use our American definitions of what power is and not really understand what is really the idea that's really being conveyed. So in the New Testament, in the King James Version, you got the word power, but it depends on where you read it at, and we're going to read some different scriptures in different places. Where you read it at, it can be what's called exousia. All right. Exousia is translated, best way to English to define it is called authority. All right. And you have what's called dunamis or dynamis, which is the force. So you got authority and force. So now if you read some scriptures in the New Testament and you see the word power, if you don't know which one it's talking about, you can mistake one for the other. All right. You can mistake one for the other. And it's very important that you understand the difference between exousia and dunamis. Between understanding the authority and the force. All right. Turn to Genesis, the first chapter. Genesis, the first chapter, 26th verse, very familiar scripture. Genesis, the first chapter, 26th verse. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." All right, so we see God made us, we know that God made us in his image. Now, God made us in his image, meaning he made us have the capacity to have dominion. That don't mean you're going to automatically have dominion. You are created, you have a capacity to dominate. You have a capacity to be in dominion, but that doesn't mean you're going to dominate. All right? So go with me to John, the first chapter. The Gospel of John. See, in this, as we transition from the pastoral model to the apostolic model, I'm going to keep saying it over and over again. I'm going to keep saying it over and over again because it has to register that we're in a new day. It has to register that there's more inside of you than you've been taught. Yes. How can the greater one live on inside of you and you're not reaching the potential that you need to reach? John, the first chapter, the Gospel of John, the first chapter. Let me get there real quick. Praise God. Verse 12, it says, "But as many as received him," meaning received Jesus, "to them gave he the what?" Gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now, in that particular instance, the word power is translated exousia, or the authority. He says, "For as many as receive him, to them give he the right or the authority to become a child of God." Right. Especially to those that believe on his name. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, the authority only opens the door. Are you seeing that? The authority only opens the door. The Apostle Paul tells us something that gives us how we walk through the door. All right? Go to Romans, the 8th chapter. See, because most Christians are only familiar with the dunamis or the dynamis. It says both ways, all right? Dunamis or dynamis means the same thing. To give you an example, many of men have heard this before, but dynamis, which is the force of God, or the force, meaning the translated force, that's where we get the word dynamite from. All right, the explosion, force happens, some kind of reaction is going to happen, something is going to move. Most Christians are familiar with the dunamis or the dynamis power of God, but they overlook the exousia. And let me tell you a secret. Dynamis or dunamis doesn't operate without exousia. That's why it's important that we understand it. If you don't have no authority, then the power of God ain't gonna follow. Because the power, the authority of God always precedes the force of God. And see, some Christians want the force of God, but don't want the authority. Is that making sense? So watch this. Romans, the 8th chapter, the 14th verse, watch this. Romans, the 8th chapter, and the 14th. Now, this is important now because the purpose of an apostle is to structure heaven to earth government, right? That simply means creating order so that the portals of the supernatural can be open, so that all those who are connected can enter in and benefit from. All right, so the reason why the church has been going around in circles is because the fivefold hadn't really understand exousia. So if the fivefold don't understand exousia, then the people is not going to stand exousia, because exousia, the authority of God, allows you to get things done. The dunamis gets things done. All right. So in Romans, the 8th chapter, the 14th verse, we see a scripture that's similar to John 1 and 12. In John 1 and 12, it says, "But as many as receive him, to them gave he the authority to become a son or daughter or a child of God." Right? Here it says a little bit different. It says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." So there's something that the Apostle Paul says has to happen before you are a son of God. Are you seeing this? Let's break it down this way, because I don't want nobody to think I'm taking anything out of context. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to succeed here on earth. That's why you see some Christians struggle. Because the missing ingredient is they're not understanding exousia, the authority, and they know dunamis, but they don't understand exousia. See, we see in this 14th verse, the 8th chapter of Romans, it says, "As many as are led by the Spirit." That means, watch this, that means some accountability has to be in place. Yes. See, authority comes from accountability. If you don't want accountability, then you don't need no authority. You see, this is why the apostolic is so important, because God believes in order and God believes in structure. So therefore, and watch this, the kingdom of God and the apostolic, or the agenda of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is all about structure and order so that everybody can be free. See, so when you talk about accountability and authority, authority comes from accountability. So in other words, you can't have no more authority than you're willing to be accountable to. Let me say it like this. Authority always needs to precede force. Whenever force precedes authority, stuff get jacked up. Things get messed up. Anytime force precedes authority, something is going to go wrong. Something is going to go wrong. So we as Christians have to understand exousia, the authority, and the dunamis, the power or the force. They work together. One is inherent. That's why I read Genesis 1:26. Because you are inherently carrying dunamis. Yes, sir. Every last one of us in here is carrying dunamis. Yes. Well, how can you say that? Virginia, how can you say that? Things ain't going right in my life. Stuff I've been speaking against, it ain't moving in life. How can you say that? Who lives on the inside of you? Jesus lives on the inside of you. So if Jesus lives on the inside of you, dunamis is on the inside of you. What we have an issue with and what we have a problem with is exousia. Yes, the authority. That's why it's important that you learn your rights as a Christian. Your right to have, your right to be able to talk to God. Yes, your right to be able to spend time with him. Yes. Your right to be healed. Your right to be wealthy. Yes. Your right to have peace. Yes. See, when you know those rights, yes, then you know how to release the dunamis. Yes. What's been happening is in the pastoral mind of the church, we've been so focused on releasing the dunamis in our life for us that we forgot the original purpose of the dunamis is to reveal God on earth. Is to reveal his will on earth. So we see that's why it says in Romans 8:14, for as many as are led, leading bespeaks accountability. If you're going to be led, you got to be accountable to the person leading you. So in this case, for me to manifest as a son or as a son of God, as a child of God, then I have to be accountable to the Holy Spirit. Which means before I make decisions about trying to use the dunamis that's on the inside of me, I got to check with the Holy Spirit. Yes. You see, I have to check with the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, what is God saying about this? What does God think about this? Before I go to confessing and binding and speaking against things, all right, go with me to Mark the 11th chapter. See, you got to understand, when you understand that exousia always precedes, the authority of God always precedes the dunamis. The authority always precedes the force. In Mark the 11th chapter, we're going to see something here. In Mark the 11th chapter, watch this. Mark the 11th chapter and the 23rd verse. Now, this scripture bespeaks authority, but not the authority you think. Because it's going to say a word in here that's going to change the connotation of what kind of authority we're talking about. Watch in Mark 11 and 23. It says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto which mountain?
This mountain.
This mountain. Now this is Jesus. Let's set this up. This is Jesus talking to his disciples, teaching them about faith and teaching them how God will provide for you. Now, where this scripture comes from is Jesus was traveling with the disciples and saw a tree afar off. That it might have, he said the tree had leaves, right? So when a tree has leaves, it's supposed to have fruit. Now, God is something else. The Bible says that it wasn't season for fruit. But the tree had leaves, meaning it was supposed to have fruit, meaning that God was providing for Jesus when it went, was going against nature to provide for Jesus because Jesus was doing what he asked, what God had asked him to do. So God will take care of his own, all right? Jesus got to the tree. He saw the leaves, but had no figs. So Jesus cursed the tree, right? So they went by their business. They passed back by the tree and see that the tree was dried up from the root, right? Disciples was like, man, how did this happen? Watch what Jesus says. Jesus in the 22nd verse, have faith in God. Now I'm still on my subject with exousia and dynamis and dunamis power, all right? Jesus went to the 23rd verse and he said, watch what he said in the 23rd, go to the 23rd verse. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Jesus was referring to speaking to that fig tree. In his situation, that fig tree was trying to deny him what God had provided. It wasn't talking about Jesus going to talk to everything else. Jesus saying, I'm in this situation, I'm talking to this fig tree, I have authority to talk to this tree because this tree is out of line with what God had designed it to do. So God has given me the authority to speak to this tree. Now watch this now, dunamis showed up. When Jesus spoke to the tree, dunamis came in and dried it up. See, that's why we got to understand the difference between the authority and the force of God. Because a lot of times we're going trying to speak to things that we don't have authority to speak to. And wondering why it don't move or don't stop or don't do anything. It's because we don't have, and see, oh, praise God, praise God. This is why the apostolic is so important, because a lot of things that we have been talking to in the pastoral model didn't respect us because the portals of the supernatural were not open because there was no heaven to earth government. Yes. There was no order. So therefore, it was impossible. Without an apostle, it's impossible for you to be apostolic. Right. So your authority has been limited. Yes. The pastoral model limits the authority in the church. Because it limits the authority, some things that we were talking to wasn't paying no attention to us. Because we were trying to get the dunamis to work in the pastoral model when God said the original purpose of my dunamis is to reveal me. Are you seeing this? Go with me to Rome, up to Acts, the first chapter. So you understand the difference between exousia and dunamis, right? One is authority and one is force. They work together. Now, when you read the Bible, those of us who are reading and listen, tonight I'm teaching, God will reveal some things, but this ain't rocket science what I'm teaching. This ain't nothing that I got straight from heaven, okay? I want you to, this ain't, you get what I'm saying? This is, if you get a good concordance, a good strong concordance, you need to get one. Get a good strong concordance because sometimes there's words in the Bible that were translated into English, but we lose the whole meaning because of the two different languages. So what has happened is because we've only translated, understood power to mean force. A lot of us only thought the power to mean force, that we miss the authority. Now, when you miss the authority, when you miss the authority, you miss the key that opens up dunamis. Yeah. Yes, sir. Are you seeing this? Yes. Acts, the first chapter. Now, Ryan, you know, I'm still on subject. If you remember Romans, the 8th chapter and the 14th verse, what did it say? But as many as are led, right, by the Spirit of God, who is the Holy Ghost, they are. Meaning they will. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It simply means the 14th verse in the 8th chapter of Romans simply means that others will recognize that you're a child of God. It's not saying that because according to John, the 1st chapter, in the 12th verse, when you accepted Christ as your Savior, you got the authority to become.
Right?
You got the authority to become. But nobody else knows that. So Romans, the 8th chapter, is talking from other people's point of view looking at you. Because according to John, the 1st chapter, 12th verse, you're going to heaven. But how are you going to look down here? Are you seeing this? So this is why it's important that when you're led by the Spirit of God, everybody going to start recognizing, oh, that's a child of God. Because you're being led by an invisible being that they can't see. So the only thing they can attribute to is you got to be somebody special. All right, Acts the 1st chapter, right? That's what I said, Acts the 1st chapter. Let me get it. Acts the 1st chapter. Let's start at verse 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. This is Jesus doing this now. From Jerusalem. This is what he said. But wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. Other words, Jesus was talking about John, the 16th chapter, 13th verse. He says, when the Spirit of truth come, he will guide you in all truth. Jesus kept telling him, now I'm going to leave you a comforter. All right, I got to go, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. All right. This is what Jesus is talking to them. This is after he died, resurrected, presented himself to God. He came back and talked to them for a few minutes and giving them instructions. And this is very important. He said, for John truly baptized with water, verse 5, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Verse 6, and when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And this is important because now we're about to see the structure, heaven and earth structure, heaven and earth government structure, divine order. They want something else. Jesus, his compassion, he didn't tell them straight up, no, this ain't what we're here for. He say, look, I'm gonna lead it up to God. What he gonna do? All right. Watch. Look what he said. And in the 7th verse. And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father had put in his own power or his own authority. All right. Look at verse 8. But forget all that. Forget all that, what you think about. Forget about the kingdom of Israel coming back. Forget about all that stuff. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall, watch this, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and unto the othermost parts of the earth. Are you seeing this?
Yes.
Now, in this particular instance, I want to make sure I'm right. In this particular instance, let's see. In this particular instance, yeah, that's what I thought. In this particular instance, that word power is dynamis or dunamis.
Yes,
but you shall receive the force of God.
Yes.
When are you going to receive the force of God? You're going to receive the force of God after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now, why do you think you're going to receive the force after? Because accountability. Because God can't have us running around with unchecked power. He did that once. He did that once. He did it in the Garden of Eden. He let Adam and Eve walk around with unchecked power. And look what happened. So God said, this time, I'm going to have some accountability with my dunamis. So therefore, in order for you to get to, for you to understand the exousia, you got to spend time with the Holy Spirit. So without the Holy Spirit, you ain't going to be able to access the dunamis. So this, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. So this is why in the pastoral model, Christians tend to run into a brick wall and struggle. It's because they're looking to the fivefold for dunamis. Instead of realizing the dunamis is on the inside of them. And the only way you access the dunamis that's on the inside of you is you got to go through the exousia or the authority. The only way you get to the authority to do things is you got to spend time with the Holy Spirit. So if you personally don't spend time with the Holy Spirit, you'll never access the force. That's why Jesus said, I need y'all to wait. You know why he told them wait? He said, because they was already anxious. They was already anxious. They knew they had something. They knew that when Jesus died, something different happened. But Jesus knew that power, he can't let us loose with unchecked power. So he said, stay here. Don't nobody go nowhere. Stay here. Because you're going to receive, watch this now, they already had permission to have exousia. To many as receive him, to them give the authority. That's where they were. In that upper room, that's where they were. In Acts the first chapter, that's where they were. They already had authority, but they needed power. They needed the force. So he said, stay here because the Holy Spirit that I've been promising. Now, we're going to get to John, the 16th chapter and John, the 14th chapter, a few minutes. He said, now stay here until the Holy Ghost comes, because when the Holy Ghost comes, when he comes, then you're going to have dunamis. Don't leave before. How many times have you left before? See, that's the question we got to ask ourselves. How many times have I left? I'm talking to me too. How many times have I left before the Holy Spirit dealt with me? Before the Holy Spirit gave me insight? Before the Holy Spirit gave me instruction? Before the Holy Spirit told me what to do? How many times have I moved out on my word that I got from the word? See, Ephesians, the 12th verse in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, it says, for the perfecting or the maturing of the saints. That's really talking about being getting acquainted and getting familiar with the Holy Spirit. That's because you cannot mature in the supernatural without the Holy Spirit. How can you mature in the supernatural when you're not paying attention or spending time with the Holy Spirit, who is the very Spirit of God, who created the supernatural, who knows what God is thinking about? So it's impossible to mature without spending time with the Holy Spirit. So it's impossible to access the dunamis or the force of God without the Holy Spirit. Because, you know, unchecked power is dangerous. Unchecked force is dangerous. Unchecked force is dangerous. Unchecked authority is dangerous. For lack of a better example, super cops. Every city got one. They got super cop. He got the badge. He or she got the badge on. I don't know what kind of complex they had when they were younger, growing up. Somebody was bullying them or whatever, and so they say they get their badge, and they're going to start taking their authority and imposing unnecessary force. Now, there are very few of them. But the reason why they get the most attention is because they carry the force. It ain't caught. Remember now, anytime force precedes authority, stuff get jacked up. So unchecked authority and unchecked power is dangerous. That's why Jesus told him to wait. Just wait till the Holy Spirit gets here and he's going to teach you how to release this dunamis. The Holy Spirit is there to help you, to teach you how to release. Oh, thank you. Go to 1 John. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Go to 1 John. First John, the second chapter. That's the first John, not the Gospel of John, the first John, the epistle to and 20. Do you see what that says? First John 2 and 20. It says, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, that's the Holy Spirit. Yes, and ye know all things. Yes, notice it didn't say you know all things. It says you have an unction from the Holy Spirit and ye know all things. That's that accountability in place. That's the so now, if you don't spend time with the Holy Spirit, you ain't getting no unction. Is this making sense?
Yes.
See, a lot of times the answer to the situation that we're dealing with is right there on the inside of us. The when I say answer, what we're really thinking about is the force. The force to get things done on the outside, the force to run over problems that we're dealing with, the force to change things we want to change, the force to create things we need created is already on the inside of us.
Yes,
but the exousia has got to be the thing that releases the authority. Do I have the authority to release this? You can't get the authority if you don't have the accountability. How can I have, Jesus had the authority to speak to that tree. Because why did he have authority to speak to that tree? See, some of y'all think he had authority to speak to that tree because he was Jesus. All right, if that's the case, why he ain't cursing the other tree? Why did he curse that particular tree? Because that particular tree was trying to infringe upon his world. So therefore, he had the authority to speak to that tree. Are you seeing this? So Jesus spending time with the Holy Spirit gave him the authority to release the force. Why do you think in Romans the 8th chapter it says the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you? Now notice, the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. So there you see the authority and the force.
Yes, sir. Right.
The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in. So why is it that I'm dealing with stuff longer than I need to be dealing with? Is it that I'm not trying to get an unction? Am I being held accountable? Oh, I just want the force to come out. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Some of the things that we deal with come from the result of some decisions that we made. Right? So me spending time with the Holy Spirit will empower me to change my behavior. Right? When my behavior changes or my thought process changes, then the Holy Spirit can release the force to change the situation that's in my life. So watch this. Let me ask this question. What sense does it make for the Holy Spirit to release the force in your life to change something that you caused without you changing how you think? That's why you got to spend time with the Holy Spirit so that you can change and the force can be released So when the Holy Spirit deals with it, you ain't gonna ever deal with that again. Does that make sense? So the Holy Spirit is the accountability to the dunamis. He actually is the one that helps us understand the authority that we have. Go to Acts, the 19th chapter. Because I want to show you this in comparison. Show you this in comparison to Jesus. Now, in Mark the 11th chapter, we see Jesus in 23rd day, he said, whoever should say to this mountain, specific mountain, meaning he had authority to speak to that particular situation. Right? He had authority to talk to that particular situation because that's where he was. That's the Holy Spirit was dealing with him with that particular situation. All right. Here we see in Acts, the 19th chapter, we're going to see some people trying to use the name of Jesus. Right? Right? The 19th chapter, look at the 11th verse. Acts, the 19th chapter, the 11th verse. All right. Now, I want to read that. I want to start 11th verse for a reason. And God wrought special miracle by the hands of Paul. All right. Paul, the Apostle Paul. So we're dealing with an apostle who has authority. All right. Verse 12. So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Verse 13. Then certain of the vagabond, vagabond Jews. Now, what's the significance of that? The word vagabond. Who knows the word? I mean, you know what the word vagabond means, right? Somebody who just whatever, just no commitment. They just float where they want to float, do what they want to do. Act the way they want to act, just vagabond. Ain't got a pot to and a window to throw it out. All right. So just a vagabond, just loose, right? That means a vagabond of Jews. Listen at me now. A vagabond of Jews. So if they had vagabond of Jews, that means they had some Jews that had authority. So they had some Jews that were accountable, that were adhering to the law. Then you had some Jews that were not, the vagabonds, all right? The certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord, which saying, we adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preacheth. Now see, that's where the pastoral model of the church has been. Come on with me. That's where the pastoral model of the church has been. I'm talking to you in the name of Jesus that apostle been talking about. See, that pastoral model, watch this, have caused us to not spend time with the Holy Spirit because we're looking for our answers from up here. So now watch this. If God had all your answers to come up here, then this person has control over you. And the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, 24th verse, not that we have dominion over your faith, but we are helpers of your joy, for by your faith you stand. Verse 14, and there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and a chief of the priests which did so. And the evil spirit, watch this, and the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? What's the problem? What's the problem? The problem here is that they're trying to work off of dunamis. with no accountability. Remember, they vagabonds.
Yes. Right.
They want to do what they want to do. They want to live any kind of way. They want to behave like they want to behave. They want to talk like they want to talk. They want to go where they want to go and don't have no accountability, but yet want the force of God to back them up. That ain't happening. That's why the apostolic is restored. The apostles are being restored in the church, because the first place we got to get the vagabond Jews out of is the pulpit. That's the very first place, because if we can't get out the pulpit, how are we going to get out of church? So back to what I was saying at the beginning, when you don't have an apostolic agenda from God, you got to make stuff up as you go. That's why there's so much entertainment in the church. That's why sometimes praise and worship look more like a concert than a holy place for God to enter in. That's why it looks more like an entertainment center than it does a training center. I'm going to come for a few moments to forget my issues. I'm going to get excited. I'm going to dance. I'm do whatever. I'm going to run to myself, to run myself out of breath. Right? And I'm going to feel good for about 2 hours. And them same situations. Now, why is that? It's because I'm thinking my answer coming up from here. Well, my answer is here. And my answer is buried here by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So in order for me to get the answer from here to out here, I got to go spend time with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That means I got to put in some work.
Yes.
Verse 16, and the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. See, when you don't have exousia, you're not going to access dunamis. They didn't have the authority. Now, why did they not have the authority? Because they were vagabond. No accountability. No structure. Because see, when it's impossible for you to be out of control when you spend time with the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is going to tell you, stop acting like that. All that happened to me, the Holy Spirit said, you're acting stupid right now. The Holy Spirit said, that didn't make no sense what you just said. The Holy Spirit said, that was dumb what you just did. Are you seeing this? So if I don't listen to the Holy Spirit, if I ignore the Holy Spirit, it simply means that I don't want to be held accountable. If I don't want to be held accountable, then how you think, why do I need to get the force of God? Because if the force of God comes out in my unaccountability, I'm going to wreck something. John, the 16th chapter. This is why we come, the reason why we come, we forsake not the assembling of ourselves, is so that we can get trained on how to spend time with the Holy Spirit, how to access the supernatural. Because if the fivefold can teach us how to get into the supernatural, everything would change. Your behavior would change. See, the reason why all the world is trying to creep, it can so easily seem like it creep into church, is because number one, there's been no structure, heaven and earth government. No order. They just do whatever. They start making up scriptures. They start interpreting scriptures wrong. See, do you realize that Moses wrote Genesis? Y'all know that? Was Moses here during that time? No. Moses came after Genesis, right? So how was Moses able to write Genesis? Because somebody had to tell him what happened. So watch this. That means accountability needs to be in place so that those that come after don't have to make nothing up. See, right now we got a lot of church, a lot of churches in the church world, in the kingdom of God, making stuff up as they go. When you make stuff up as it go, the Holy Spirit withdraws himself. So when the Holy Spirit withdraws himself, there's no access to dunamis. When you don't have access to dunamis, everything can just come rushing in. This is why we have to have, this is why you have to spend time with the Holy Spirit. This is why the fivefold have to spend. It's amazing that some preachers, how they don't pray. They don't pray. They don't, let alone you pray in English. I ain't even talking about praying in the Spirit. They don't even pray in English. They flip open the latest book to get a text out of an outline and preach to the people. Man, listen, you get, all right, before go to 1 Corinthians. We pray this all the time. 1 Corinthians. And I'm going to close there. 1 Corinthians, I don't want to give you time to get to John, the 16th chapter, with talk about the Holy Spirit, how important it is. Watch this. 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. We pray these scriptures. 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. Verse 4. This is Paul. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and dunamis. All right. Now, why is that? That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the authority of God. See, the reason why. It's simple. The reason why you all trust apostle is because you've seen the dunamis. Yes. You see this? Yes. Now you see the dunamis. So now when you see the dunamis and you listen at what he's saying, now you gain the confidence to gain the authority. Right. See that? So now if you see dunamis in action, you see the force of God in action, you have no problem having confidence in God to get the authority so that dunamis can work in your life. See, that's why he spends time with God. That's why anybody steps in his pulpit got to spend time with God. Because when we here trying to minister to you and speak the word of God, we're just not saying stuff to be saying stuff. If the fivefold have to be able to minister in a way to where you see God and you have confidence, know that God will work through you. You can spend time with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will give you an answer, and God will perform a miracle through you. God just don't have to perform a miracle in your life through apostle. God will perform a miracle through you. God will give you something, give you an insight, that you move on and things change.
Yes.
So you got to know this. You.
Yes.
God will work with you.
Yes.
See, watch this. When you allow God to work with you, that means the church is going to start moving faster because our leader can go further faster.
Yes.
So you got to understand what an apostle. An apostle is a trailblazer, a pathfinder, those that create new avenues.
Yes.
If an apostle got to keep turning around looking for us, we ain't gonna make much headway. See, if you're looking for the dude, that's why he preached to you in spirit and in power, in spirit and in force, not by the force of his words, By the force of the anointing, by the force of the presence of God, so that it can be imparted.
Yes.
Imparted into us so that we can, so watch this. So the dunamis that's on the inside of us can wake up on the inside of us.
Yes.
And I know I can get things done. I know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I know I'm more than a conqueror. I know no weapon formed against me shall prosper. When I know these things, now I get with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit showed me what to do, what to say, so that no weapon formed against me is prosper. I can get with the Holy Spirit so I can know and say, know what to do and say what I need to say that the Holy Spirit instructed me to, so that I can be more than a conqueror. So that this dunamis that's on the inside of me can come out to the outside. Are y'all seeing this? Be seated. See, your faith should not stand in just the wisdom of men. The problem originator can't come up with the solution. I'm gonna say that again. The problem originator can't come up with the solution. In some cases in my life, I'm the problem originator. In some cases, the world system is the problem originator with some issues in my life. So I can't go to the world, and I can't go to me. I got to go to the Holy Spirit, who lives on the inside of me. See, I'm telling you, every time you spend time with the Holy Spirit, whatever you're dealing with, when you spend time with the Holy Spirit will give you the insight, the intelligence, the unction that will release the dunamis into your life, to release the force of God in your life. See, remember now, if you remember nothing else I said tonight, know this, that the force of God that's already, because the dunamis is really translated inherent, a force. Yes. It's inherent. Yes. It's already existing on inside of you. I don't care if, like I said, I don't care if you got born again just last night. It's in you. From the moment you accepted Jesus Christ, your Savior, the force of God has been on the inside of you. If you don't spend time with the Holy Spirit, the dunamis or the force of God would just lie dormant on the inside of you. Because you don't have the exousia, the authority. So this is why some cities and some states and stuff have certain principalities and certain strongholds, because nobody is in that. If y'all, all right, can I be real with you?
Yes.
How many of y'all have been with Apostle for more than 20 years? All right. Let me say that. How many used to go to the old site? All right. So going to the old site, we will pass all of this.
Yes.
And what? Nothing. Out here. Nothing. Apostle has a unique anointing that deals with prosperity. So let me see what God did. God allowed Apostle to move to where we are now. And now that we moved here, what it did? It rebuked every poverty demon in the area. So that's why things started moving this direction. Now watch this. Even though the poverty demon has been rebuked in the area, then why are there some people still in poverty? It's because they haven't yielded to the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about Christians. I know sinners, they got to deal with the world. They may prosper, they may not prosper. That's the world system going to decide them. But for us that are in the church, we decide whether we're going to prosper or not based on how we yield to the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
So watch this. So just because poverty demons have been rebuked and held at bay, if you don't access the Holy Spirit, say, Holy Spirit, talk to me about my finances. Talk to me about my money. Tell me what I need to do. Then you ain't gonna release the dunamis or the force of God that will open the gates so you can get whatever God has for you. Is this making sense?
Yes.
So understand this. I'm closing. Understand this. When you begin to read about power in the Bible, always remember that there's an authority and a force that work together. God's force will not precede his authority. That's why it's important for you to learn your rights as a believer. Not only learn your rights as a believer, but spend time with the Holy Spirit so you can learn mysteries that the Holy Spirit has for you so that those mysteries can unleash the power of God in your life. So that's why we come here on church on Sunday. That's why we come on Wednesday night. Excuse me, we come here on Wednesday nights so that the Holy Spirit can so the Holy Spirit can wake us up, so that we can see who we really are in Christ. How many got this? Praise God. Lift your hand if you need an offering envelope.